ABC Radio Australia.
Firstly, the Supreme Court in Papua New Guinea has found former Deputy Finance Secretary Jacob Yafai guilty of misappropriation and abuse of office. He authorised more than 40 million kina in unlawful payments to the disgraced lawyer Paul Paraka, who is already serving a 20-year jail term. The court ruled Yafai failed his duty to verify claims, saying his negligence cost the state. Now, for more, I am joined now by PNG journalist Scott Wade. With that, I say good morning, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, for joining us. Could you just give us a bit of a background of this case? Like, how did Jacob Yafai become entangled in the Paul Paraka payment scandal?
Yeah, so Jacob Yafai is what's called a Section 32 officer. His task, one of his primary tasks, is to authorize payments under the Finance Management Act of Papua New Guinea. So the court found that he abused his office and authorized several payments, a series of payments totaling up to 41.8 million kina to Paul Paraka's law firm. So that happened over a period of years starting from 2012 to 2013. And it's taken a long time with a lot of exposure and a lot of controversy around those payments, a lot of discussion in public, questions from the public, questions from politicians as well. So it's come to this where the court has actually found him guilty. The sentencing hasn't been handed down yet, but the guilty verdict has been passed.
Yeah, Scott, as you said, the court, said Mr. Yafai authorised more than 41 million kina in payments without proper checks. What exactly then did he fail to do, and why was that so significant?
Yeah, so the courts found that he didn't go to the Solicitor General or the Department of Justice to verify the claims, to actually make sure that Paul Paraka had actually done the work for them, because Paul Paraka was engaged as a representative of the government within the Justice Department to attend to cases for government departments. So he was paid with that assumption. So Jacob Yafai's role was that he was the one directed to make those payments over a period of time.
Mm. But Mr. Yafai has actually argued he was acting under political directives, right, from senior leaders. Are you aware who were these leaders, and how did the court respond to that defence?
Yeah, so firstly, the request for payments came from Paul Paraka. He wrote to Jacob Yafai and the finance department asking for those payments to be made. And that letter was also copied the Prime Minister at the time, Peter O'Neill, and the Finance Minister at the time, James Marape. Now, James Marape, who's the current Prime Minister, signed off on that, on the letter saying, you know, verify, and settle. So he's gone to court as well as a witness, saying that, you know, the word settle doesn't actually mean that Jacob Yafai had to settle. It simply meant that it had to be resolved. So, you know, it's a battle of words. It was a battle of words in court as well, you know, trying to define what those words actually meant, you know, the handwritten note by the former finance minister.
So then, Scott, what does this case tell us then, you know, about the challenges of political influence, I mean, and even financial oversight, you know, within PNG's public service?
Yeah, it's a big problem. I mean, if you look at how many people, how many public servants have actually gotten into trouble from footnotes, just simple footnotes on a recommendation to pay. A lot of them have been charged. A lot of them have gone to court. Even, you know, one politician, former politician, has gone to jail over a simple footnote several years ago. So it's, you know, public officials come under immense political pressure if they're politically appointed, or if they're looking to take on the top job and want to gain political favors. You know, they come under a lot of pressure. So
in this case, you know, a lot of people are saying Jacob Yafai appeared to be under immense political pressure as well. So, yeah, that's the discussion that's happening.
Okay. Well, we know that sentencing is set to happen in September. So looking ahead, what impact could this ruling have on, again, future corruption cases or even on the accountability of senior public servants there in PNG?
Yeah, the first one, the Paul Peraka sentencing was huge. I mean, 20 years for a lawyer that previously acted for the government. I mean, he had one of the biggest law firms in the country. So that was significant. Now, with this guilty verdict, it's also huge for the public service and just sets a precedence around corrupt activities within the public service. The other side of the argument is that, you know, people who were in the background, you know, the politicians who were in the background haven't been punished yet or haven't gone to court yet in the manner in which Yafai and Peraka have gone to court. So it's something that will be discussed, you know, in the weeks and months coming, in the coming weeks and months.
Well, again, that sentencing in September, we will definitely be keeping in touch with you, Scott, as to what the outcome is. But again, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Always a pleasure.
And that was PNG journalist Scott Wadde speaking there.